Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Audio courtesy of TNT. All right. It's game one. It happens.
Well, that sucked.
Can't shoot the three ball like that and expect to win. Can't get out pace like that and expect to win. Can't get out physical like that and expect to win. I think it was kind of a punch in the face. Kind of a wake-up call for everybody involved there.
I think we forgot, because of the Miami series, what the playoffs were like. playing a team that actually has a point guard. Playing a team that's not giving up and foot out the door and...
Well, with Indiana, I mean, you called it. I mean, they are coming from, it was a five-game series, but it was more of a wrestling. The rest of the postseason has been more of a wrestling match than anything we've been involved with. Miami seemed to be an extension, I hate to say it, of the regular season, and it really didn't prepare us at all for what was to come. So, audio courtesy of TNT, if I didn't say that already. So, I'm a bit surprised at how things went yesterday. I know that we definitely need Darius Garland on this basketball team, so that conversation's been put to bed. But overall, I hope I don't sound too... It almost feels like I sound bewildered and I'm shell-shocked about what happened. I'm surprised at what happened. But again, all these things are explainable. Now we have to figure out what we're going to do. Darius Garland said he's going to play. Cavs say they need him at full strength. There's going to be a little bit of back and forth with these parties here before tomorrow night.
They seem genuinely concerned about the Garland thing. And it's tough, because not only do you lose the game, you get the news before the game how did Jared Greenberg put it? The impact of his injury on this series, whether he plays, obviously if he doesn't play, Ty Jerome got to his normal spots. It's a lot of shots, a lot of Ty Jerome for a playoff game.
Yeah.
And Jerome's been unbelievable all year, and we were having, not us, nationally, there were some silly conversations about whether this team was better without Garland. Well, yeah, maybe in the first round against a team that didn't want to be there, but now you're playing a team that you're more talented than, and on paper you had a better season than, not even on paper, just by the eye test, you had a better season than.
Yeah.
But once you get to the second round of the playoffs, you're playing equals. You're playing teams that if you don't shoot it well, can beat you on any given night. The Pacers, I was so confused how the Cavs were seemingly surprised by what the Pacers were going to do, when we all knew what the Pacers were going to do. We all knew exactly how they were going to play. They're going to rip the ball out of the net after makes. They were going to push after misses every time, no matter what. Halliburton was going to drive, but not necessarily to score. He was going to drive to find his shooters. We knew we had to be very disciplined in our closeouts. They weren't. They were sent scrambling. And the physicality. Yeah, the Pacers aren't the most physical team. They're not the Pistons. They're not what we had played against the Knicks a few years ago. They're not that. But they're capable. They're going to play hard. And I just wonder if the one bad thing about that utter humiliation of the Heat was that the step up was going to be jarring in competition.
No, I think that is. I think it is. That's the major concern of everything other than the Darius Garland injury, which Kenny Atkinson got a chance to speak post-game yesterday. Here's the it leads right off with Darius Garland. Here's a couple of clips. First one, how desperate Darius is to play.
It is what it is. Wasn't ready. It's a day-to-day thing. He's desperate to play. We need his speed and shot making. He's an all-star.
He went through a practice the night before, so yeah, he's definitely trying to play. And I don't know if he's trying to force an issue that he shouldn't force. Here's a little bit more how the Cavs need Darius Garland at full strength.
You know, he's hurting. Got to see if he can figure it out. If we can figure it out, just get him up going. But, you know, we don't want him, you know, out there 60%, 50%. Not with the way they're pressuring the ball. Just doesn't make sense.
I mean, he's right, because you need a guy who's going to be that diminutive in size to be at his very best. And if he's limping around at 50%, it's not going to be able to help out everybody. Now, the shooting that he provides, I mean, if you just leave him alone, he'll be able to hit shots against you. So the shooting threat that he provides spaces everybody else out and I think sets up everybody for success on that in that organization. So last night, without Darius Garland, hate to say it, guys, but I think that we saw kind of the difference in when you have Darius Garland and when you don't have him on your basketball team. I think that that was dreadfully apparent last night.
I mean, you saw Ty Jerome had a 8-second violation in a playoff game. Couldn't get the ball across midcourt because he's faced a little bit of pressure, and Ty Jerome always kind of takes his time getting to where he wants to go. But that one play, in a nutshell, I think summed up the difference. It's not that Ty Jerome, and I said this year he could have started on a bunch of NBA teams, and that's why we've been wondering about his future. Is there going to be an NBA team to give him starter money? And then he played brilliantly in the playoffs in that first round. But in this game, I mean, he did seem to show the wares of trying to put a team on his back and play point guard in a playoff game. You know, he hadn't really had that responsibility before against this type of level of competition. Not only that, I mean, the pressure. You knew there was going to be pressure. It's funny, Cavs still put up 112 and didn't play any defense. And the Pacers knocked down all the threes, and every counterpunch was there. My God, third quarter, the building was, it's like Greg Anthony even said, I guess, on the broadcast, as loud of a building as he's ever heard. It was ridiculous how loud it was in that place, especially when the Cavs went on that run in the third, and yet the Pacers, what did they do? Beat the buzzer with a three in the corner. You know, we had a 2-for-1 that we blew in that situation right before the end of the third. So we end up losing a point there. And that was such a counterpunch by the Pacers. That's what I was blown away. I did not think Indiana had it in them. And anybody that heard us on Friday, I was not giving the Pacers a ton of runway to win this series. Now, you told me that we're going to deal with Darius Garland injury, and it was going to be as serious as they made it beforehand, maybe I would have changed my mind, because the Cavs are going to be a different team.
So this is
without
what,
Darius.
This is what kind of gets us, is that I agreed with you. I thought this was going to be a 6-game series.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Peace. Frankly, and then Brad Doherty joined us in the 9 o'clock on Friday, And, you know, when you say seven games, you want it to be a pep rally. Let's be honest. I mean, we're in Cleveland. We want it to be a pep rally. We want to be as honest as we can. But we also want to get people excited for a game coming up on Sunday when you've been waiting a week to try to get anything in. You've been waiting what feels like an entire week to try to go out there and to play basketball. And you're having a home game on Sunday. You didn't know what time it was that time. But I didn't want to scare everybody when I didn't really believe that there was a reason to be nervous. When Brad Daugherty says it's going to be seven, it's like, all right, well, there's going to be some games here that you have to get. And then there's a game that you're going to give. And I think this was the game that you gave. Now, it's going to be imperative, obviously, to win on Tuesday night, or I think everybody's going to be hitting a panic button then, and then obviously what you do in the two games over in Indianapolis. So I don't think that it's a panic, but I do think that some people have had their confidence a little bit shaken because it's either cruise through this whole thing or suffer the consequences from some folks who might have just dropped in. So before I go to the phones, 216-474-0092, is your confidence shaken? Because I still think, honestly, you were 12 minutes into this thing. And I think both of us are still trying to get our bearings here on this, game yesterday.
What do you mean? Obviously, there's going to be a lot of people there just say, well, the Cavs just shoot normal because the Pacers are not going to shoot that well.
And
the
that's
rest
what
of the
I want to think, but I also don't want to be silly and say, well, because again, if they don't have Darius Garland, this is going to be a major concern for everybody here. So is the confidence shaken? Well, it depends on if Darius Garland's out there because he can stretch out the floor and he makes things easier. For Donovan Mitchell. I think he makes things easier for other guys that are there around him.
Well, that's the thing. It's like Donovan goes 1 of 11 from 3, not to mention the forced shots. And I think it's like the only time this year, it's like the first time all year we've had a really bad Ty Jerome game. Because he just wasn't getting guys in rhythm. He was kind of looking to score first. And part of it is because he can get anywhere he wants against the Pacers, and Donovan can too. So that was what was so interesting. You wonder, were the Cavs going to make an adjustment? Were they going to attack the basket? Because there's nothing there for the Pacers. They could get to the rim basically with ease, and yet settle. What are they doing when they're settling for those threes early in the shot clock? Well, that means guys aren't touching it. It means that the Pacers defensively have a much easier assignment because they're not running around with their heads cut off the way we had to on the other end. The Pacers put so much more pressure on our defense than we put on them. And I thought that was apparent. I also think, you know, Donovan only played 34 minutes. They were hard 34 minutes. They were hard. And I looked it up.
Ryan.
This was the lowest amount of minutes that he has played in a playoff game that's not in a blowout since his rookie year. And so part of me is like, well, Donovan's got to play more minutes. We need to go JB Bickerstaff in this series if he's going to, if we're going to put our stamp on the series. The problem with that is, man, anybody saw he was laboring. And yet he picks his spot, so he's still throwing down tenacious dunks. You know, when the seas would part and he would do these incredible finishes around the rim, tough finishes and using glass and the reverses. But it took a lot out of him. The 34 minutes, it seemed like he played 42.
216-474-0092. Has your confidence been shaken after just one game of this postseason series against the Indiana Pacers? Let me get to Mark in North Ridgeville. Mark, good morning.
Morning, guys. Hey, Lima stole a little bit of my thunder. I mean, the thing going into this game was how Haliburton was a facilitator. In the beginning of that game, it was very apparent that the Cavs were not ready to play defense. Jared Allen didn't close out. Max Strus is still looking for his guy on defense. And Indiana hit 60-plus percent from the three-point line. And some of those, they were heaving up. I mean, were beyond 25 feet. And if this wasn't for Indiana in the third quarter, I think they went 4 or 5 minutes not scoring when the Cavs made their run and kind of like, for a better phrase, blew their load. I mean, the Cavs would have lost this game by 20. I mean, Indiana was just that much better defensively and running their offense. The Cavs settled outside the three-point line like they have all year against lackluster teams. That's fine. In the playoffs, that's not going to work. They need their big guys to step up, and I think Allen was invisible yesterday. He needs to show a little bit more game two, or we might end up with the same result.
Well, he started off, I'll tell you this, Mark, and I agree with everything you're saying, and thank you very much for the call. He started off, I thought, pretty well, and then all of a sudden he just got taken out of that game.
I'll tell you what I think part of it was.
Yes, what?
Man, the Pacers were working that switch with Halliburton where Allen had to guard him 30 feet from the basket. And Allen can do it. Like, he is one of the rare seven-footers or close to seven-footers who can get all the way out there and contest. But Halliburton just had his number, had that basketball on a yo-yo. And once you're pulling Allen all the way out there, I mean, think about what that does to your defense. You still got Evan. And you know, we know how good Evan was, and he received his Defensive Player of the Year award last night, which just sucked that night was spoiled, because I don't even think he got asked about that after the game.
No.
And it's like, this is supposed to be a big moment in his career.
No.
He wins that. He gets the award. The crowd is going bananas. And then they drop the game. I think that Jared Allen, that is a tough, tough cover to have to do that. And he had to do it a lot. And you wonder just what that does to him. How many times do we see Jared Allen on a rotation just flying out at a shooter? Too. I mean, that has got to be exhausting. And this is exactly the kind of bind that the Pacers can put you in.
So 216-474-0092. Lima Likes coming up at 6:45. Is your confidence shaken even after one game? Did it hurt what you saw yesterday? Because I'll tell you what, I think a lot of it is explainable. I don't want it to become an excuse. There is a huge difference in those two words, explain and excuse. And I don't want to find a bunch of excuses. I thought it was a punch in the mouth. I thought the way that they played defense on them, I think with the way that their ball movement was there. But when you shoot at one point 60% from three and you finish at 52, and the only other problem is that you are shooting 23%, talking about the Pacers versus the Cavs in terms of threes, you're not going to win many basketball games when it comes to that. So they need Darius Garland out there. I think that that's clear. But I also think that even if they didn't have Darius Garland, you got to be able to hit your threes. You got to be able to space them out. And is exactly as you said, do I settle for more early three attempts earlier in a shot clock? I don't think that you can. And I think that that was one of the major concerns here with this basketball team.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now, and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer, where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.